We have 5 projects which, together with another 5, will help our industry reduce greenhouse gas emissions, will get us halfway towards our goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 25% by 2020. Those are 5 in plant, and they involve processing, they involve packaging, transportation. Specifically within the 5 in-plant projects, I'm involved with 1, which is a dairy delivery system life cycle analysis. You know, you talked about sustainability being important, and people want to do the right thing, but sometimes doing the right thing and what sounds right is not the best approach. The dairy delivery system life cycle analysis is about having science-based information so that people can make informed choices, and at the end of the day, that they can do right. They want to do right and to make sure that those right things are being done. So what is a bit unusual about the study is it's not just looking at the packaging. It's looking at the processing and the packaging in combination. And we have, I believe, just about every major dairy processor in the country involved in the study. We also have Dairy Innovation Australia Limited involved. We have people in Sweden, we have people in South Africa, really working together to get those science-based data on which to make informed decisions. You know, when you do an LCA, you draw a line where you want your boundaries of your study to be. So yes, every part of the processing and packaging, from when the materials that the package is produced from are first made, through to the end disposal of the package by the consumer, and that going into recycling or disposal, that is all part of it. Will be peer reviewed. It will be published next year. So that's one project that's very interesting. Just quickly to mention, another project of the 5 in-plant that I'm involved with is to use UV technology as an adjunct to pasteurization. Because of the energy saving that will result, we're not comparing to pasteurization, but to ultra-pasteurization. Because when you combine UV with pasteurization, you're using a hurdle technology, you are getting a product which has got better hygiene and as a result gives you longer shelf life. Under distribution of chilled conditions, we're thinking 30 to 60 days. That work is something that has been started in South Africa, but we have verified in the United States, first of all in terms of the microbiological work with UC Davis. Right now the project is moving into the sensory testing and the shelf life testing, which will be done by Cal Poly. That is rather exciting. Under the guidance of the FDA, we will be putting the technology into a proposal which we will put forward to the NCIMS conference next year for approval for a trial and then commercialization. So we hope that in the United States in 2011 there will be a UV light combined with pasteurization milk product which has the quality to give one 30 to 60 days but the taste of a pasteurized milk. We are already starting to think, since as a multidisciplinary cross-functional team we have had so much success with fluid milk, what about taking this into cheese? I received some initial data from South Africa this morning where looking at camembert, there are significant yield increases that are possible with cheese. Now, I can't give you any data yet because we are starting to look at it, but it is interesting. It is very interesting for the future. So fluid milk is the first step, and then taking it into the whole area of cheese is the next. The life cycle analysis that I was talking about was one of dairy delivery systems. It was a deep dive into processing and packaging and came after the study, which of course will be released Wednesday next week. Now, the study that's being released Wednesday next week is one about reducing the carbon footprint of fluid milk in the US. So that is a very high-level study which covers fluid milk. When I was talking to you about the dairy delivery system project, that was the deep dive below the banner study of fluid milk. Now, some very important things are coming out of this fluid milk carbon footprint study. The first thing is that it sets the record straight. There have been some numbers bandied around in the past about just what percentage the greenhouse gas emissions from dairy have been. There is a rather misused number of 18% that has been out there, which is based, or was based, on the Food and Agricultural Organization's estimate for global livestock. What the study, the carbon footprint of fluid milk, will show is that the magic number is not 18%. It is of the order of 2%. So it's a significant step in a comprehensive, once again, science-based effort to measure the environmental impact of U.S. dairy across the whole value chain. This is a comprehensive study which looked from the farm to the consumer, looking at all the impacts throughout the value chain. You know, the thing is, you have to bear in mind not just the impact on the environment, but also society. This is food. It's a very concentrated source of protein. That is the thing about nutrient-rich foods. And that is the thing about keeping people healthy. And of course, you need businesses that are healthy to be able to do all of the above. That's what we call the triple bottom line effect. To bear in mind sustainability, people, planet, and of course, you have to have a healthy industry in order to do that.